So as we recall from last week, the gospel had us with Jesus in the desert as he began his 40 days of temptation, with an invitation to each one of us to accompany him. And today, on this second Sunday of Lent, as it happens every year, we have the reading of the Transfiguration. In a way that we can say it's a bit of hope, so that we don't get dragged too deeply into the misery that may come with living in the desert and the temptation, that it gives us the end to which we are headed, so that we can persevere through this season of Lent, through this time of trial, temptation, prayer, and penance, so that we don't lose focus and we don't give up. The passage of the Transfiguration, if we go to the scriptures to read this passage, there are three words that are missing from our reading today. It says, after 6 days. So 6 days before this event, Jesus had predicted for the first time his passion, and that's that passage where Peter says, no, it will never happen, and Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. And then Jesus invites all of us into this life of discipleship, which necessarily involves carrying our cross. And so he gave them this vision as a sign of hope, so that when the cross came, they wouldn't lose hope. Mother Church gives us this passage today for that same reason. Because it is the Mount of Transfiguration, that hill of glory to which we are all headed, God willing. And it's not just to see Jesus glorified, but by Jesus to become glorified ourselves. For through the grace of Jesus Christ, we too will become transfigured, and we will shine bright as the sun. This is the teaching of Holy Mother Church, and this is the hope of every disciple, that we don't just struggle through life and hope to maybe fall over the finish line to get to heaven, but we live a life of radical discipleship. And through our life of self-renunciation, through our life of faith, hope, and charity, that we become like Jesus. The early saints would say that God became man so that man can become God and humanity, not just the males. That we become divinized. And when St. Peter, who had the privilege of this vision, when he wrote his letters towards the end of the New Testament, he says that we saw this. This isn't just a myth that we're following. We saw his glory before our very eyes. And he goes on to tell us that we become partakers of the divine nature. This is the hope of the Christian. That as we heard last week in the first reading about our original sin, we know that sin disfigures the human person. God's grace transfigures us. And this is what St. Paul is talking about in the second reading. So beautifully he says, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God, for he saved us and he called us to a holy life. And not because of our works, but according to his own design. He saved us and he called us to be holy, to be set apart, to live a life different than the rest. You have been called. You have been called by God, your Creator, the Father in heaven who loves you. He has called you and he has saved you and he has given you the opportunity to become holy. If only, like we hear in the gospel, we listen to him. And why we have the great figure, the father of our faith, Abraham, in the first reading. He is the father of our faith, as the first Eucharistic prayer reminds us each time we hear that. That this man, Abram, who was living in the land of the Chaldeans, in the land of Ur, modern-day Iraq today, had this encounter with this God that he did not know. The Lord said, go forth from the land that you do know to a land that I will show you. And if you do this, then I will make you a great nation. This promise of this first great covenant. He listened to the voice of the Lord that he didn't really know. And he followed. Abraham went as the Lord directed him. If this could be said about each one of us at the end of our life, how glorious would that be? But not just on that day, but every day. As we recognize this call. The call out of what is comfortable, what is customary, what is the way things have always been. To hear this call, this invitation to something new, something radical, something that may need us to, require us to bear the hardship. Because just before that letter of St. Paul to Timothy, that's the passage where he's reminding Timothy to stir into flame the gift that he was given. The gift not of cowardice, but one of courage. And so we embark, we continue on this journey of Lent. We continue on this life of discipleship, knowing that we necessarily will go to the cross. But we know that if we do it well, that if we, with courage, bear our hardships of the gospel, that if we're not ashamed of the cross that we are asked, invited, called to carry, if we do so with grace, then we, with Jesus, will carry our cross to Calvary, but we will rise with him on the third day. And the promise of the transfiguration will be a reality to each one of us. Have you heard that call? Have you allowed Jesus to call you out of what is comfortable, what is customary, what is your way? Are you allowing him to bring you into that great unknown? Are you allowing him to change your life? To bring you out of the disfiguration of sin and self-love and self-reliance into the transfigured glory of radical discipleship. This is the invitation for each one of us today. As God the Father says about Jesus, we hear those words again today. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him.